Hey, AfterBuzzers, thank you so much for tuning in to another Scream Queens After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. Tonight, we're breaking down Season 2, Episode 4, called Halloween Bruise Blues. Well, there's a lot of things to talk about tonight. Let's just say that it's so funny, and we're going to be super funny, hopefully. So please stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzzers, again, and thank you all so much for tuning in to our Scream Queens After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, Sam Davidson, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at SamD43. As you can tell, it's hard for me to not laugh and mess up my words around these two lovely people. So please introduce yourselves and let us know where we can find you on Twitter. Starting out with you, Becca B.
Oh, starting with me. Hi, I'm Becca Brown, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Becca B Talks TV.
And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones.
And we have Becca in the live chat, yes. Right? We're going to be shouting you guys out as much as we can. We had so much fun the last couple weeks doing that. So
yes.
Give us your theories, your favorite quotes, your favorite scenes, and we'll talk about it. And of course, use the hashtag ABTV Scream Queens. Talk to us. We love chatting about the show. So, by the way, Renee Ariel couldn't be here this week. She will be here next week. Love her dearly. We're hoping she'll pop up in the chat, possibly.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if she does...
Oh, she is in the chat.
Oh, cool. What's
Hi,
up?
Hi, Renee.
Hey, Renee. Renee's in Massachusetts. Blah, blah, blah.
So, yeah, she left me.
I know, she did.
With, like, these two crazies. No,
you know what's crazy is we, us three are the Shadowhunters panel. That's how we... That was our first panel together.
Yeah.
And this was the room that we primarily shot in for... the whole season, so it's kind of crazy.
Call it the OG crew over here.
Yeah.
It's like mama and her babies.
Yes.
This is true.
It's so true. But we do miss you, Renee.
Yeah, but we love Renee.
Yeah. Renee is the fourth person to our lovely square, so we will be excited to have her back. What did we think of this week?
Wow. I thought, honestly, this week was amazing, and I actually liked it better than last week. I didn't think we could top last week, but I think that just the suspense on this one and people who are actually being maybe murdered slash killed, we don't really know, that we're close to. It's like the main core cast that's getting attacked now. Makes it more interesting and keeps us on our toes. What about you, Becca?
Chanel absolutely had me dying. Like, just like Chanel.
Emma Roberts.
Yeah, Chanel. Emma Roberts. She had me dying, and that video that we'll get into
They did it last year. Chanel-oween.
For Chanel-oween. I love Chanel-oween.
I really want to know how they shot that. Like, I really want to know if they got fans from the show and said, hey, submit why you love the show, and we might feature you. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like we would know if they did
that,
and, like, one of you two would have gotten on.
It would have been Becca. She gets all these crazy things. Like, she was, like, at Freeform, or she was at Warner Brothers the other day on set with Pretty Little Liars. Like, she has the in the Hollywood business here.
She really does.
I mean, this one, too.
And I'm just, what?
And that one.
The Green Meanie. That's right. Don't want to trust me.
Yeah, everyone watch out for Sam.
True story. Well, let's talk about Chad. See, I was in denial. Yeah. I was thinking that Chad was pulling a Boone because, like, Boone was his best friend. And he'd think it'd be cool to do the same thing because it was so crazy. But yeah, pretty sure he's dead.
Yeah, newsflash.
Yeah, I honestly thought that you were right. Like, he was pulling a Boone, like we talked about last week. But after the whole Ouija board situation, it's kind of hard to fake that, you know, like for it to be, I think they made it very clear that he was dead because they were switching between Denise and then Chad and Denise's clothing and then Chad. Like, it was very clear that he's dead. And that really broke my heart because he's like one of the main core characters that we just love seeing because he's super inappropriate, super hilarious, and underneath all of that cockiness, he has a heart. You know?
Well, he has something underneath all of that, as we saw through
his
dead body.
And Denise copped a feel. Or two.
Oh.
She did. True that.
No, I was thinking he was dead because he fell through a ceiling, but I mean, in these shows, you never really know, I guess.
That's true.
Well, they had the same, like, kind of cut around Boone's neck that they did last year with, like, the blood around the neck.
That's true.
I was thinking,
like, the fake.
But because they used the spirit board, which they used for Chanel number 2 last year, a.k.a. Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
So I think that means he's really dead, because I'm pretty sure number two is Dunzo as well.
Yeah. And it's also probably like a sponsor setup for that movie coming out.
Well, I don't know, because they didn't say it.
They didn't say
they
it.
They didn't. You know what? So which surprised me.
I actually was in that, in the background, Ouija too.
Of course you were.
And there's a few shots that I think you can really see me, that it'll be like me and one of the main characters. Like, so hopefully, I'm
taking fun fact. Green Meanie over here. He's always in the background.
I'm in the background creeping always. It's like, where's Waldo?
I'm pretty sure he's the villain in the new, I don't know how to say the name of the
movie. I signed a bunch of confidentiality forms, so I can't say, but that's all I'm going to say.
Well,
that's
Dakota T. Jones does have a lot of good stuff coming up, so you never know. What he's doing. Let's talk about Chad and Denise. One of my favorite
Denise
love stories.
I want to know what you thought about all their little scenes together, the flashbacks.
Oh my god. I loved it.
Sums it up.
So much. I wish they would have had their own spinoff. And yes. I love that he came through her to communicate with the spirit board, and because it's like you see Chad in the wig, and then you see Denise being possessed, but then you also just see Chad, and it's like all these three things coming in and out, and it cracked me up. I knew the end of last season and the finale, we see their like breakup, and it's so funny. They're both so heartbroken. That scene is one of the best scenes of Scream Queens ever with the two of them.
Agreed.
I liked her face-offs with Hester this episode. Denise's.
I thought she was an amazing actress in the first season. I think she's gotten even 10 times better. She's my new favorite character on Scream Queens, 110%.
Niecy Nash, man. She's the best.
Oh, I love her.
She really is. Please let us know what you guys think in the comments, yeah, because in chat, because I am totally obsessed with Denise and Chad. Chanice. Let's just call them that.
I'm obsessed with Denise saying Zayday Williams. That was my favorite. One of my favorite lines.
So we had some interesting theories the past couple weeks. We had Zayday, Denise. How are we feeling about them currently?
You know, after last week, I was like so heart set on Denise being the killer.
Me too.
And I feel like after tonight, that might be kind of hard, right? To still have that theory. But it was kind of different how I'm never one to blame Zayday, but she was the one who came in and interrupted right whenever Chad was getting ready to tell who the killer was.
I think that was a huge tell. Maybe I am being like stupid and that's what they want us to think, but for me that was big because she interrupted right as Chad was going to tell.
Yeah.
And he said, you'd never guess who it would be. It'd be so, you know, inconspicuous. I would have never thought it'd be this person. Mm-hmm. But I think that there's at least two killers, probably three, maybe four.
Yeah. Who is your biggest? Yeah, we know that she's involved. Who do you think your biggest thing is for the Green Meanie himself? Who do you guys suspect?
But is the Green Meanie one person, or is it different people wearing the same costumes kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, that's true. But I definitely know that it could be multiples, because the Red Devil last year was super like a ton of people. So it could be multiple people. But I'm thinking my main suspect is probably, I mean, I don't want to say Dr. Brock because it's so obvious, but like
Dr. Hot, yeah.
Either him or, you know what, we haven't really seen much of Cassidy Cascade recently.
That's what I was going to say.
He's a vampire, okay? He's just keeping to himself. He's dead and he's figuring it out, but something came to my mind, actually, which had never come to my mind before. Number three. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's creepy, so it's pretty obvious, but, maybe she's schizo.
And I would never suspect her, I guess, kind of.
Are you saying
I'm really surprised?
You think it might be Cassidy Cascade in cahoots with Chanel number three?
I don't know.
Because that could work when you really think about it. Like, because he's kind of creepy.
Speaking of which.
He's kind of creepy. You know what I'm saying? Like, it could be them together because she said something like, oh, I'm dead inside. Maybe we could, like, be together. You know what I'm saying?
You guys, munch. I said munch. Oh, you know what? I think I just had a Freudian slip. Munch watch. I meant to say muff watch, but I said munch watch.
Maybe you need to watch both of them.
It works. So I promised you guys I'm going to be coming in and out of here with muffs, and I might get a few more before the season's over. Yes. What'd they say, Becca?
What are they saying right now?
We keep forgetting about, like, Kirstie Alley's character because she hasn't really been in the past two episodes, and I feel like she's one of my main suspects.
Here, Becca, pull the computer over so Dakota can see it, too.
I want to see what people are saying here in the chat.
Let's bring this all up, because I'm not getting any service of mine, so let's pull this all together.
Yeah, let's see.
Yes, teamwork.
People are saying that... Hold on, scroll down a little bit. People are saying that they think it is Dr. Holt, Nurse Hoffel, and Zayday all three together. That was Dre Green saying that. I think that is a good theory, because when you really think about it, we haven't seen Nurse Hoffel in a long time.
Yeah.
And like you said.
Oh, she's definitely...
She's involved.
She is involved, 100%. Who was it last season? The name of the character that was the head of the three. I'm blanking.
Oh!
Do you remember Dakota?
We mentioned it last week.
Yeah, we did. Gigi.
Oh. Wait.
Of course, Gigi.
Okay, yeah.
Yes. So, Kirstie Alley, Hoffel's character, we've mentioned this before, it's probably going to be a Gigi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
or
who is she in the past? What does she have to do with the past?
Or maybe Munch is like a Gigi of this episode, of the season, and she knows that Hoffel is involved in all this.
Let's talk a little bit about the Munch. I would like to talk about Munch.
Yeah.
Because...
Sketch.
She was sketch last season a lot, but...
She was sketch tonight.
Really sketch. So she's been banging Mr. Hot, Dr. Hot. Sorry.
Do you think that they really have, or was that just the alibi?
Alibi.
I think Munch has a fantastic sex drive and somehow is able to attract... I mean, listen, there was Chad.
Yeah.
And there was Grace's dad, Oliver Hudson.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Which, again, I think those characters, you know, Grace and her father are going to play a part. We're not stupid. The writing isn't stupid, so... It's going to be brought up again, at least what happened to them. But.
I hope so. Because, like, that would be kind of a cheat to not know what happened beyond that point. They were literally the core of last season. And the fact that they just, like, have not even mentioned them once is kind of just really weird.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, if they would have died, that's fine.
Right.
But they didn't. They made it out alive. And Dean Munch went off with Grace's dad.
Yeah, I want to know what happened.
Yeah, and I think we will know what happened, but I think Munch for sure is being shady.
I think so, and Izzy Wyatt is saying that Munch is definitely sketchy. Definitely agree with you, Izzy. I think that she's kind of the character that we've always kind of trusted, you know, because she's not really killed many people except for her husband, which was kind of, that was a very...
Well, it's like sign number one. Hello, yeah. Red flag number one for a killer. Oh, we're just going to...
And she's so about, like, let's cover everything up. We're covering everything up. You know what I'm saying? It has to somehow...
Do you think that they... This is kind of far-fetched, I feel like. But do you think that they would ever, like, make Grace's dad the killer of the season?
Yeah.
I think that they could, but...
I would love if Oliver Hudson came back in any way, shape, or form. I mean, I am a... Whew. I'm a big fan.
That'd be interesting.
As much as a fan of Dean Munch is of his, I'm on that level.
Yes.
Oh, me too.
Is there any chance it could have been he could have been the kid or no? Because there was a kid reveal last year.
The kid basically has to be between 28 and 30.
Okay.
I believe. And that's what they said last week, that Chad kind of fits that bill because he got held back so many times.
Yeah. Poor kid.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that. let's talk about Chanel-Louise we talked about at the beginning. She was angrier this year.
Mm-hmm.
So
she was bluer this year.
Yeah. It was a little... And poorer. Yes.
And poorer.
Poorer. Did I? Yeah. More poor.
Who are you... Okay. Out of anyone, not just the show, who are you the biggest fan of, like, as far as, like, a role model, someone in a celebrity that you love so much?
I honestly, like, the first week we... second week we did a something, marry or kill for the three Chanels, and I just can't decide.
Or, I mean, like, any celebrity in the entire world.
In the whole world?
Yeah.
Who do I love?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's a big one. Well, a funny story is that since I was a little girl, Kirstie Alley and John Travolta from Look Who's Talking were my two favorite celebrities for a very, very long time.
So what would you do if Kirstie Alley sent you a box of, like, random guts or pus or
something? I wasn't sure where this was going. Wait,
I know.
Yeah.
But would you be like, oh my gosh, like, no. Kirstie Alley sent this to me.
I would be like, she's lost it and is trying to kill me. This is disgusting.
Those girls in the videos were so happy that Chanel was like...
Well, that's like the thing, because I really do think it is a spin-off of Taylor Swift, like what she does.
Because
Christmas. It's Christmas. Mm-hmm. And I randomly cried during some of those videos, which I'm like, what the hell is happening to me?
I cried too. Why am I crying?
Same.
But it was super funny, and like I love seeing Chanel this way, mm-hmm. and it was great. Chanel and Brock got some interesting interactions there. What do you think his intentions are for her?
Honestly, I have no clue. I don't feel like someone tampered with the little potion. I think it was all him. Why? I don't know, but I do believe he is involved somehow, and just the way that he was talking, like he didn't deny killing Chad. So that was kind of a weird thing. I don't really honestly know, but I think that for some reason, I feel like he is somehow involved.
I think he has split personality like Sam and the headphones and muffs going on over there.
Hey, guys, sorry. I went to the bathroom. Back now.
She's back. But yeah, I really think that somehow he is involved. Whether or not he's the killer, I don't know. But I feel like in some way or another, he's being bribed by someone. Maybe Hoffel. I don't know. But I think that he's involved, definitely. You can't have a serial killer's hand and not be involved somehow.
But does he have a serial killer's hand? I mean, we don't know. Do we really know? And I didn't want to believe him that it was him. I thought it was too obvious, but this episode made it pretty clear that at least his intentions with Chanel are not pure because, you know, he's doing munch. And I loved how Chanel... So what does she say? She said something about, like, I keep on getting dumped for these middle-aged women, and I don't understand. It was so funny, and I know there's something we're missing, obviously. That's the point of the show. We're supposed to discover this mystery, but I'm like, Sam, you're smarter than this. Figure it out.
I think, what was I going to say? I think that right now with Chanel... We're seeing more rage and frustration than we've ever seen with her. I feel like it's going to drive her to do something insane. Like, I feel like this season we might get her to kill someone, honestly.
Chanel number one.
Yeah. No!
See, I'm feeling that. That's Chanel number five. Making a murderer over here.
Yeah. That's true. But, man, she was kind of a little bit impaled today.
A little bit.
Just a little bit.
I hope she's alive, because I'm sad. She's my favorite Chanel, guys.
Dre Green said Chanel had a Buffy moment tonight, and it was lit. My cat's name is Buffy, so I really appreciate that.
She's literally my favorite.
Renee is chiming in saying that she feels like it's too obvious.
Well, Renee, who then? Please tell us.
Please, Renee, help us out here.
Come on, Renee.
Because Renee, weirdly enough, is usually right. I hate to say that, Renee. But no,
maybe
on a lot of the shows I've done with Renee, she calls out the unobvious choice, and we're like, you're wrong. And then at the end, she's right. So who knows? Read what Dre Green just said.
Sam loves
Becca.
Her cat. That's what Renee said next. Okay, maybe the killer turned on the garbage disposal because we didn't see who did it. And the killer probably gave him the new hand.
Oh, that's a really cool thing. So it's like they appointed Dr. Hot as the new killer.
True.
And he doesn't even know it. So there's part of him that is genuine. There's another part.
Yeah, personality.
And that's like, here's my strong hand. I'm doing it again, guys, because there was a lot of you that knew what I was talking about. So thank you so much. You guys really need to... I'm going to have you over again to watch that movie.
Seriously, though, we need to get together again. It's been a minute. Like, it's been a minute since we've all been together.
We'll do a periscope of me, Becca, and Dakota watching Scary Movie 2 and The Strong Hand.
Because I'm down.
That's where the strong hand comes from.
I am so down. That would be fun. And honestly, I just thought of something. I think that... Dr. Brock, right? Dr. Brock. I
Dr.
feel
Hot.
Like he may not even be a part of this. I know I keep switching my views, but I feel like maybe he's not a part of it. But a few of the killings have been him, and he can't control it. Like, he has the hand and he kills people, but he's not a part of the main group necessarily. But he is responsible for some of the killings on his own.
Yes. And maybe Munch was in love with the serial killer that died. And then they put the hand on him. So she's just been doing him in the meantime just for good old times and then making him kill. And then Dr. Hot is like, what's happening?
We're just going in so many directions here. Wow.
I know.
This is crazy.
I'm confused now.
This is why this show is so great. So please, guys, chime in. Let us know if you think we're insane, if you think we're onto something, or if you think there's like a bit of a shift.
Yeah.
Between those things.
Izzy and Dr. Green are saying that Hester said it was so obvious, though. So who is it? Like, seriously, if it's so obvious, I feel like we're missing it. Like, I feel like we're thinking of all these crazy theories, but if it's so obvious, like, it's right in front of our faces. And I feel like after we know who it is, we're going to go back and watch these old episodes and be like, oh, my gosh.
That makes so much sense, yeah.
Okay, well, let's talk about Hester because she, you know, oh, God, Hester. But, you know... She was in the, was it Ivana or Ivanka? I'm sorry.
Ivanka,
yeah.
She was in that costume.
That was so creepy.
I'm glad that they took off the mask of that person, because I think that was kind of showing, like, that's not the Green Meanie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is Hester. So I appreciated that it wasn't just like a, oh, we have to wait and see. No, that was just Hester, because she's a psycho.
Yeah.
Total psycho.
I think psycho is, like... an understatement.
I agree.
Instant.
Pretty Pink Diamond 004. Hey, Dakota. Hey, how's it going? And then she also says, hello,
hey,
everyone. Hey, how's it going? Thank you for tuning
Pretty
in.
Pink Diamond. We love giving you all shout-outs so much.
Yeah.
If you didn't notice, because we love it when you tune in live and chat with us, so please keep the chat going, because we will continue to put out the conversation as much as we can.
Ooh. What's Theater more? Girl 63095. Says, I'm wondering what made Hester decide to dress up as Ivanka Trump.
That is a good question. I know it was apparently like in relation to Chanel number 5 because she dressed up as Ivana, but when I really think about it,
there has to be something.
There's got
to
be some reason. I think a lot of people are
making
fun.
There's a Trump. There's a Trump.
I feel like, do you think it's because of this election and it's just they want to make Donald Trump look as awful as possible?
Like a killer?
Well, that too, but like.
I mean, that is a pretty ballsy statement for Ryan Murphy to make, but I wouldn't be surprised if
isn't
that is
like
what it was.
Ivanka, the sweet, innocent one, and then, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, out of all people, they could have made it like Donald, but, like, they made it his daughter, which I think his daughter steered clear of a lot of controversy, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's interesting because the mask is creepy, and I don't think it'll be the last time we see it.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
So it's like Green Meanie and Ivanka Trump.
I would love to see like a Donald Trump / Hillary Clinton mask come into play eventually.
Oh, God. So creepy.
I know.
I went on the Hollywood Haunted Hayride in Griffith Park the other day. And sorry for spoiler alerts. Anyone that goes, they are in there.
No.
I wouldn't get off the hayride part.
Yeah, because Beck's a child.
Yeah.
It's okay. I probably wouldn't
get off
too. Yet
I watched this show and Scream, so...
Well, okay, so we have the costumes, and then we have the Halloween party that takes place, which is basically just, don't throw a freaking party on Halloween.
That's because literally, like, asking to be murdered.
But I guess they're trying to lure the killer in is, I think, the...
It works.
The theme behind it.
Then call, like, a dozen police officers or cars.
Yeah.
I love how all of a sudden... all of a sudden, there's, like, a bunch of people that come in who've been poisoned, and it's obviously a distraction, and the first thing that Munch says is, where's Chanel? It's like, who cares? Like, she's not gonna help in this situation right now. Didn't you think that was kind of different?
Yes. And that she just kept on begging for Chanel to continue to be there.
Why?
After they, like, poisoned her blue.
Like, there's a definite reason.
That should be, like, a rock song. She poisoned me blue.
Yes, that sounds like a nice little rock ballad. Like, we should definitely get together and write this.
Wait, was she still blue by the end of this episode?
Yes, I think so.
Remember, she was a Smurf.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my.
Thanks for the shout out. Of course. We love talking to you guys.
Ooh, the candy. What do we call him? Candy Striper?
Chamberlain.
Yeah, Chamberlain. But Jay-Z, Jazzy, to you. says he's so random with no backstory, and we've talked about this.
Yes, I also think he is definitely a part of it.
Because he kind of got stabbed last week, but you think that's like a kind of. And
before, so before I came tonight, I rewatched last week's episode, and like right as I was walking out the door, I rewatched the scene where he got attacked in Zayday, and he very specifically said like, "Why are they like?" He didn't want to give a he or she to it.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, that's what a killer would do, like the smart killer.
Mm-hmm.
That's not like Chad and be like, oh my God, I know the killer, and give them a pronoun.
Yeah. That's true. Chad's just like, was just delaying that answer for like 2 hours, basically.
See, I really thought before I came here when we were watching that episode, I was like, this could be Chad. It could be cool. He'd be playing dumb this whole time. Maybe him and Boone like were together.
Yes.
You know, doing something on the side. But after this one, yeah, I'm pretty sure, again, he's gone.
I would love to get Nick Jonas back in this show. Like, he is just, like, my favorite male celebrity. He's so funny. He's such a great actor, such a great singer, like, all around.
So what would you do if he sent you a bunch of guts?
I would send him something saying, thank you so much, Nick. You're so nice.
Probably.
But honestly, if Demi Lovato sent me something like that, I would probably just, like, frame it.
It's true, guys.
Preserve it.
But if it was, like, a urine bag...
Okay, maybe not. Probably.
Would you put it next to your bed? Just no. Be like, good night.
No. I probably would be like, Demi, what's going on, girl?
They're cray.
We are a little bit crazy. But that makes Renee, us fun. Help. You know what I'm saying?
Like, Becca, don't act like you're different.
Yeah.
We all know Becca's just the same. So we see two of our main characters mm-hmm. possibly die. Denise and number five. What... I don't think either of them are dead.
Really?
Nope. Mm-mm. No, no, no. Yeah. I'm in denial, maybe.
Someone said that they think Denise is dead, which would be really
unfortunate. She looked a little more dead than Chanel number five. She looked more dead. Yeah.
Because she wasn't blinking. And because she just got electrocuted.
But then again, maybe she's just stunned and like it'll take a while for the effects to wear off.
I've been watching a lot of horror movies lately,
mm-hmm.
and I keep on thinking if I were ever attacked, I would go down fast, like such a baby, and pretend I was dead.
Yes.
And be like, I would put on a performance. Yeah. I would be like,
I love that.
So they'd leave me alone, and then I'd save the day.
There you go.
And you get an Academy Award, because...
Mm-hmm.
Just because.
Or a Nobel Peace Prize, I mean, yeah. If it was real life.
That's true.
I mean, anything is possible.
She can't be dead, but I mean, it would be nice if she could at least be with Chad. You know, they could like have some love.
We can get your spinoff. Yeah. If Denise dies and ends up in heaven, then we can get a Denise and Chad spinoff.
No, that would be
in
great.
Heaven.
It could be like reality show in heaven.
Yes.
Yeah.
Silvana Dill says Chanel could have made it the best of a blue situation and dressed up as Navi from Avatar. That would have been really cool.
Avatar. Yeah.
She's not smart enough. She can't sit through a movie for that long.
No. That was a long movie.
That was really long.
The two of you just... Jesus Christ. You three are just with Chanel. I mean, which is fine.
Three?
You know what?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Something that we didn't talk about was how all of the money mysteriously went to Dean Munch the day of, like, he apparently called in and changed it the day of his murder.
Yeah. I mean, Dean Munch could have easily given him a nice BJ and been like, change it. I'm sorry, but this is the show. Don't be mad at me.
I mean, accurate.
Do you know what that means,
Becca? Know what that means?
Maybe.
Here, wait, whisper it in my ear.
What? Becca knows what it means. She's just being weird.
She's
and
being
shy.
Innocent. It's okay. I am too.
I was actually, me and Renee were talking about you the other day, Becca. And
good
I
things,
was like,
I hope.
How funny would it be if Becca came out that she is just like the most promiscuous girl in the world? And she, undercover, is like, oh yeah, I mean, me and him, totally. Like, I mean, me and everybody. It would be a huge shock. It would just be like, I think that you're like the Hester.
Oh my goodness. She could be, though.
Becca is the Hester, and she's like, I'm not. She's not, guys.
She's like, what is
that's sex? Dakota.
No, I seriously am innocent. 100%.
Totally. I'm not.
Sam's like, I ain't.
Whatever. I'm the Denise of the group.
Oh, I love her.
Denise.
Please, she can't be dead.
No. Her Quantico.
Her Quantico lines. I am Renee. Denise Enfield from Quantico. I texted my friends at Quantico and they gave me a thumbs up or whatever.
I'm just Renee glad comment that... about that.
Oh, what did Renee say?
No, I'm telling her to comment about that because she hosts the Quantico after show.
Oh, she does. I'm really glad that they finally brought like Quantico, the TV show, into all of this because I was like, how funny would it be if Denise Enfield like was like on it?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Not a comedy at all, by the way.
Yeah, seriously. Love it.
Dre Green says, Becca, which Hester are you?
Wait, what?
Wait, if I'm going to be any crazy person, can't be Mona Vanderwaal.
No, you're Hester. It's on.
No, I want to be Mona.
Well, you're not.
Well, you're not. Suzanne Capp says, long live Hester, which is great. Don't you think she's like one of the best actresses and can play one of the most creepy roles on television right now?
I am so proud of Lea Michele. I have seen her on Broadway. I watched episode of Glee. And this, to me, is like my favorite Lea Michele.
Yeah. No, this is some of her best work by far. Like, insanely great acting.
So do we think that she's involved in all of this? Or yes. Do we just think that she's a spectator that knows what a killer does?
She's involved.
I think she probably is. She's probably helping orchestrate it because if she knows everything, even from the asylum, she knew a lot of stuff. People have got to be coming to visit her or tell her and like, hey, this is happening. What should I do? She knows everything that happens. So she must be involved in orchestrating it somehow. But why and what her angle is, I don't know.
Ooh. Well, that too. So Sylvana, I don't know if I'm saying that right.
Sylvana Dill.
Yeah, that. The will has to be fake. Money is the one thing Chad was too smart about to give away.
Ooh. I think you're right. I feel like Dean Munch definitely hooked it up and was like, you know what? He's dead. Maybe she did it after the fact and was like, okay, I'm going to make some calls, do what I need to do. She's really rich, so she can find ways to get that done.
But she's not that rich. She
just has a lot of power.
She needs his money. Yeah.
She does have a lot of power, which I have never understood because she's sketchy. But she's smart. She's a businesswoman. She knows what she's doing and she can get things done. So maybe she can rig a will. Or maybe this guy that came in with the will was in cahoots with her. Who knows?
Oh, it's so much. There is so much, you guys, to talk about. And I'm still so confused. And it's a comedy to me. We're laughing. And I still, like, I want to get a step ahead of it. And I feel stupid. I feel stupid that I'm not.
We want to solve this.
I'm laughing too hard.
I feel like we're watching Pretty Little Liars because I'm always one step behind on these types of shows.
Yeah, we are. We're a little bit one step behind. And as we said, you know, two characters we have down and out.
Yep.
Don't know what's going to happen
to
them. No! I don't think either of them are going to die. I'm just going to say that.
I really hope not.
If any of them have to be alive, I hope it's Chanel number 5. Because, as I said, like 1,000 times, she's my favorite.
1,000 times, yes. Chanel number 5. 1,000 times, yes. All right, on that note, let's get into some of our favorite quotes.
Yes.
Quotes.
Go first, Dakota.
Episode.
Or Sam.
Okay. One of my favorite quotes was from one of Chanel's Chanel-oween fans. She was reading a note that Chanel wrote her, and it said, "You are a prime example of why euthanism should be made legal," or something along those lines. And she was like, "Thank you so much." Like, I was just like, that was an amazing line.
Yes.
Another one was when Denise says, "Shh, you stupid hoe, I ain't murdered anyone." I was like, that is so great when she told Chanel that. That was my all-time favorite line.
What about you, Becca?
Okay, one of mine was a Denise line. It was the "you think I'm scared of a giant booger" line. Oh,
yeah. That was one of mine.
I stole it, my bad.
Love that one so much.
Can we talk about how she just whooped Green Meanie's butt?
Yeah, to me it was like, do you know them? But then she's like, no, I'm just ready.
Yep.
Also, the Shayday Zayday Williams line was incredible. So, like, and then when Chanel said, it is so unfair of you to try to kill me, number 5. That was one of my favorites.
It's so unfair of you to kill me, number 5.
I know, right?
Okay, so a couple of mine are, I, Chad Radwell of Sound Mind and Bitchin' Body, is how his...
His will.
I loved that. Was read out, and then Chanel number one told Chanel number five, "This whole thing stinks as much as number five's Lululemons after a 2-hour workout."
That one, it was confused me for a second. I'm like, oh, okay, all right.
And then, of course, Denise, she said, "It's a good thing this bathtub is filled with rose petals or else you would smell my toots."
I was like, where did that come from?
I loved that so much. I am, you know, I have a bunch of brothers and, you know, I'm a big potty humor fan. So that was one of my favorites.
Same, totally.
Dre liked, "You gonna try and kill me with juice" line.
That was great. Yeah, guys, if you have any favorite lines you want to talk about live, we have a couple minutes left, but do that or comment in the comment section if you're not watching it live. On that note, let's get into some quick predictions, and if we have some lines that come up, we'll read them during our predictions.
Now, oh, it's the green. The green meanie. This is nice. This is planned. I'm sure of it. It has to have been.
It's definitely planned.
What do you think, Becca? What do you think one of your big predictions are?
This is so hard.
It really is.
That you're going to kill us all, Becca, because you're Hester?
Yes. I think I'm going to stick with...
I feel like I'm Chanel number five right now because they're blaming me.
We're going to drive her to kill someone. Maybe we should be nicer to Becca.
I know. I'm sorry, Chanel number five. You're my favorite. I don't know what to do. I'm sorry.
I think I'm going to stick with the prediction that Chanel number three and Cassidy Cascade are definitely involved, just because we haven't seen much of them and they're kind of quiet and to themselves. I think they're definitely involved somehow. But then again, they were at the party, but then did they disappear for a while? I feel like they did.
They're probably doing some weird yoga poses.
Like, probably. So I feel like they might be involved somehow. And then also, Dean Munch is definitely not as innocent as she was last season. And she wasn't very innocent last season either, but she's even more not innocent, if that makes sense.
I'm going to become Denise and say... maybe Zayday.
Ugh.
I'm with you.
Really, though?
Yep.
Ugh. I would hate that. Like, Zayday is just so innocent in my eyes. At least she was last season.
But is she innocent?
As Britney Spears says, I'm not that innocent.
I'm not that innocent.
We're going to start off with that song next week.
Yeah, sorry.
Love that song.
What?
What?
Read it, Becca.
What?
You got to read it. Dakota, read it.
Silvana Dill says Becca will be in Sam's seat next week. What does that even mean?
Because she's going to kill me.
Oh, wait. Wait, that means it's going to just be me and Becca sitting here and Becca's going to kill me next.
Yeah, so then Becca will be alone.
I'm loving the sound effects.
Like, it's so weird. My co-host just disappeared.
She's going to be sitting in the middle of the table looking at this camera in the middle.
Yeah, and then like, Leah Michelle will be like, finally me and you, Becca.
Becca, it's all right.
So I think that Becca's the killer. And
yep.
I think also that Zayday, for sure, there's something going on. I think there's three, again, there's three killers. And I think one of them is schizophrenic and Dr. Hot and might not know what he's doing.
Yeah. I really love Dr. Hot, though. He's really hot.
That's why he's such a good killer.
I think he definitely has been killing. Definitely. It's so hard, though. Like, I've been... this show's amazing, but this is one of those shows, like I said, I really don't know what the heck's going on. So we're saying all these theories and stuff. It's probably going to be none of them and be a completely opposite thing that we never even thought of.
Yeah. No, I think I'm going to be right.
Well, I think that guy might be right, and me and Dakota might be gone by the end of this whole thing. And Renee, right. I mean, a good thing Renee's out of town because at least she's safe.
Is she out of town?
Or
someone else is commenting for the chat under her name.
My theory is that Renee is the green meanie, you guys.
Yeah, you're just like blaming someone because it's you.
Yeah.
That's what the killer does.
That's what the killer does.
Poor Renee. On that note,
guys. Chanel number five here.
One more time, where can everyone find you on social media?
You can find me at Becca B Talks TV on Twitter and Instagram.
You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. And tomorrow I'm dropping a video with Lindsay Shaw from Pretty Little Liars. We're doing Truth or Dare. We might take off some of our clothes and we might ask each other to do some weird stuff, but you gotta watch it. It was really fun to make. So check that out on my YouTube channel tomorrow.
Dakota, that sounds very erotic.
It was.
what you didn't see is me going like this and pointing at
you. Oh, I didn't see that.
Well, the fans did. You guys can find me, Sam Davidson, samdavidsonentertainment.com. I'm wearing this beautiful, beautiful necklace, and I'll be wearing other jewelry, guys, by this company called True V. You can find them at TRUEV_. Cutest boho chic stuff. It's great prices. Instagram, follow them, look at their stuff. Really appreciate it. And, of course, continue to talk with us for the rest of the week, and we will see you guys next week. 2 weeks, I think.
Oh, okay.
I think next week's the World Series.
Oh, okay, so we have to wait till next week.
You know what? We'll let you guys know. Goddamn sports. Anyway, thank you guys so much. We'll talk to you forever. Unless Becca kills us. Yeah. Bye.
Love you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Kill you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.